Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Always fun, Sierra Devi. How are you doing, sexy mama?
Hello. You know, I'm always fun just because I'm always drinking, so.
This is why we get along.
Listen, man, I'm just always drinking.
Oh, yeah, see, that'd be trouble if you come to San Diego or if I come to visit you. It's trouble. I mean, they're going to have to just lock all
it's
the liquor cabinets.
Even our coffee is going to be spiked.
Yeah, I like brandy in my coffee. And I'm not talking female. I'm talking liquid brandy. Oh, my gosh. It's so amazing. Every time you're on the show with me, because we have so much fun. We always talk
we
about
do.
Everything from the topic
we
to
do.
Lord knows what we end up
talking about.
Do I
feel really
about.
Bad today?
Why?
Because I haven't been on Twitter all day today. I have been running errands and doing all kinds of crazy... Well, you know, housewife stuff.
Oh, that's
I'll
okay.
I'll be really honest
that's
with you.
Okay.
I've been doing crazy housewife stuff since 7 o'clock this morning. I had to get rid of the mosquitoes in the backyard, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I apologize
okay.
that I have not tweeted out our show, but I hope everyone's here for us.
That's okay, because me and James and I'm not sure who's doing the dollhouse one, but, yeah, we got it. We got you. We got your back.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll be on Twitter and Facebook the whole time we're on, and I'll definitely be in the chat room.
Oh, so. Perfect. There you go. Yeah, because I'm not on. You know, it's funny because I posted the show today on Facebook, and
mm-hmm.
I went to put in your name, but I wasn't sure if that was the right Sierra. So I was like, I'm not going to even put that. I put your name on there. But, I mean, I didn't add, because you know how it highlights and you can add the name or whatever.
Right. Well,
like,
I'm the only Sierra Devi. There is no other Sierra Devi.
Okay, well, then I should have
done it. I got
unique
like
well,
that.
Shit. Yeah, you unique like that. I know, I
That's
couldn't
hard
have
to do.
The Sammy Brooks. It is, because there's so many damn Sammy Brooks, anywhere from a male actor from the 1960s all the way up to girls that are in high school. And I'm like, ugh, assholes. Like, who does
you know,
that?
And I know it's not our subject, but it's very hard to have a very unique name where people, and when I say unique, I shouldn't just say unique. I mean, like, unique and not weird. Because, you know, there's unique names out there, and you're going like, well, who would name their child that anyway? But even
yeah,
with my...
Yeah, pretty damn common.
Well, yeah, you don't want to, what if your name was Apple or, you know, North?
Right, or like my cousin, Cinnamon. Like,
Cinnamon.
Names their...
Well, yeah,
yeah,
but usually you think stripper. Let's go ahead and get her ready for the ball.
Right?
Oh, no, that's mean. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I'm just saying that's what guys are thinking.
But it's true. It does. That sounds like a stripper name. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon.
But I have been lucky enough that my stage name is unique, and so is my real name. So, guys, if you're, like, on Wikipedia and you look up my name and it gives you that whole Lewis thing, that's not my name.
Okay.
Just to warn you right now, Wikipedia is so wrong. They completely spelled my name wrong, and not even my name. I'm like, that's not my name.
That's too funny. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, like, it's one of those things, you never believe everything on the Internet. Do not believe everything you read.
Never believe everything. And nowadays, you can't even believe what you see.
Seriously.
I in there.
Literally.
We don't know what race you are now.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, we're going to be touching on that here in a few minutes.
I'm sorry. I had to go there because the wine took me there,
like,
and it won't let me go.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That's why I love you, my little wino. I love my little wino.
I like that nickname. That's going to be my new nickname, little wino.
Okay, we're going to have to hashtag that on Twitter today.
Yes.
And we're not talking wine like a baby. We're talking about the wine you drink.
Yeah, we're talking 8 o'clock in the morning today wine, you know, with Huda and Cassie.
Oh,
Leanne,
shit,
yeah. And Sammy.
Oh, damn. Oh, love it, love it. But no, it's really funny how just all these things, you know, going on all around the world, everything from ISIS to a woman seriously pulling off that she is of mixed race. Are you kidding me? What in your mind makes you think this is okay?
Okay, personally, as a black woman, and I know that, you know, I know my other black folks have taken away my black card a long time ago, but I still claim black, okay? And now I figure out where it went. But as a black woman, I am completely fascinated by this. Because I've never heard of anybody wanting to become black.
This extreme. Like this extreme,
to be like, oh, my parents, you know, are black, my father's black, I'm black. And by the way, she obviously permed her hair because her hair is not naturally curly.
I think she got a weave. I think she completely got a weave because there is no way in hell I'm white. There's no way my hair with a perm will look like that. No way.
Exactly.
And so
that is not white curly hair. And
no,
I come from a mixed family. I come from a very mixed family. And my sisters are mixed. You know, they're half white. And they have curly hair. And it looks like that. But she went from completely straight to curly. Okay, that's either weave. That's some serious weave. Well, then again, I was going to say, but wouldn't people notice that? But if she's only dating black guys, and she's used to saying, hey, oh, no, don't be touching my hair now.
Right?
I just got it did. Don't be touching my hair.
I don't want the wig to come off. Don't take the wig off and don't pull on that because you're going to loosen up the weave. Oh, my God.
Y'all don't understand. This is a black thing where we call it rooting. And that's when you start filling down to a girl's roots and make sure she's wearing a weave or a wig or whatever she's got. We call it rooting. And we don't like that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So everybody who's just now tuning in, we're actually talking about one of the headline stories today, which is Rachel Dolezal. She was the head of the Spokane's NAACP. And for Lord knows how long she's been pulling off this story
she
of hers.
From Howard University, very prominent black,
right.
I wanted to go to Howard. Very prominent
like
black university.
But how did she do this? I mean, she, it's an amazing
story.
It really is.
The funny story is she went to Howard University on a scholarship as a minority because, you know, at Howard, if you're white, you're a minority.
That's funny. Oh,
it's completely opposite than when you go to other schools if you're black minority. If you go to Howard, if you're white, you're considered a minority. So she went on a minority scholarship.
That is just insane. But, I mean, I think the bad part about the story is the fact that she was getting away with using the race card and able to get, you know, and that's the bad part about this. And this is obviously why she's in hiding right now and has completely resigned from the NAACP because of the, you know, because she's an idiot. I mean, hello? There are white women on board the NAACP. Are you kidding me? Who does this? Like, I'm not going to, I mean, I like the tan, but I'm not going to say that I'm mixed because I'm white.
Right.
Like, I love to put them
I have a lot of different nationalities in my background, and very recently in my background. We're not talking 100 years here. We're talking 40, 50 years. But I'll still tell you I'm black.
Right.
So, yes, I am German and Indian, and it's recent. It's 30, 40 years ago. It's not 120 years ago or something like that. But
her family
is completely
white.
We all know that once you got a tip of black in you, you're all black. So that sounded dirty, didn't it?
Oh, Sierra.
Now my brain is somewhere else. See, this is what the alcohol does.
Oh, my gosh. See, I'm trying to play the good girl card.
I saw a bunch of white girls with black in them. Okay, I'm terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm playing the good girl card today, and look who, yep.
I know, and usually I'm the one being, I told you, okay, so usually I'm the one being really good, right?
Uh-huh.
Guys, we're taking it up today. And I'm being the real bad one today.
We're changing things up. We're changing things up.
I'm being
like
the bad girl today.
You know, this Rachel Dolezal.
No, this. I will not be listening to this re-air because I will be blushing so bad.
So. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
so,
and then
okay,
everybody raise a glass.
Okay, yes, do that. Yes. Ooh, it's cocktail hour because it's always 5 o'clock somewhere. It is really 5 o'clock somewhere. Oh, my gosh. I've just seen a baby porcupine on the TV. Holy biscuits.
Oh, okay.
It's so damn cute. A baby porcupine.
I was going to ask you if you had the same problem I had. I have porcupines in my backyard.
You have porcupines in your backyard?
I have porcupines. I thought you saw one in the backyard. They get huge, too.
I don't think they hang out in San Diego. If they do, not in my area.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm not in San Diego. Duh. See, I told you. Wine's kicking in. they do hang out here, and I think it's because I'm near a creek, or crick, as y'all might call it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and they have this huge dam. Well, I don't think, well, we have beavers, too. That's a different thing. But I've seen a couple of porcupines, and they kind of scare me.
Well, they're ugly. I mean, they're not ugly, but they're ugly.
Yeah, and they're huge.
Like, they have this, the ones that I'm seeing right now on the Travel Channel, they're ginormous. And not only that, but they're freaking insanely crazy.
Yes, they will.
Oh,
attack
no,
you.
They're getting ready.
Yeah, you don't go running
after
them.
Oh, they're going to eat them. No, they're
going to
eat them.
Ew, watching, turn it off, turn it off.
It's that Andrew Zimmern.
Okay, I hate you. See, this is why we have to look.
I'm not watching this.
Let me turn the TV off. I turned off Wendy Williams for you.
No, I only have it on because the hubby's watching it. So I was like, peeked over and I was like,
oh,
what a cute little baby porcupine.
I threw him out. He was home too long. I was like, aren't you supposed to be at work? It's cocktail hour for the ladies. That means you go to work. Look, it's so funny. I did that as I was opening a bottle of champagne. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be at work?
That's too fun. Oh, I think I will pick up some bubbly when I go to the store, because after
Yay.
I get off the air with you, then I'm going to go there.
Yay.
So I grab some, maybe a little bit of bubbly. I got the vodka and the red wine, but we ain't got no goddamn bubbly today. So, okay, let's get back on topic here, because this
yes,
is a very
I'm so sorry.
Interesting. No. You're fine. So everybody listening, today's topic is about this Rachel Dolezal, from Spokane NAACP. She was, I want to say, inventive to actually
yes.
pull the shit off. Like, how do you, I just still don't get the mentality. And the thing is, both of her parents are completely, totally white. Like, they are white as rice. Like,
white. Really white. They're like white.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
so,
show up to the family, show up to the black family reunion, and don't know how to eat ribs without a fork and a knife. Wife.
Oh my gosh, you are so funny.
My boyfriend does that, so it's so embarrassing.
That's too funny. Oh my gosh, not me. I go in.
It's so embarrassing.
Give it to me.
But, yeah. But no, she's like, they're like really, really rare. I can't believe they called her out on national television, though. I'm surprised they didn't just call her and be like, hey, look, keep it up. We're going to call you out.
But there's a reason why, because I was reading more into their family story, and they are very religious, very strict, and their lifestyle. Probably. Oh, speaking of, I just had a couple of
I hate to say it
because
I look like them.
They do.
I can say this.
Well, and the thing is,
I used to be a Jehovah's Witness. So.
But one of the children that they adopted, one of the sons that they adopted, he didn't want to be in the house because they treated him basically like he was, a piece of you-know-what. Like,
wow.
Didn't want to, yeah. And so
they're
the
like
son
really white. They're like not even
yeah,
white.
Yeah, they're
like
really
white.
Like, why would you adopt black
they're
children?
They're like white
and
never been around other black people before, and this is what
right.
we learned from our grandparents, white.
Why would you adopt a black child if you're that racist? I'm a little confused on that one.
Because housekeepers aren't cheap. I have to pay mine $110 a week, and she only vacuums and mops. Sorry.
You
don't even got living help.
Oh, you are bad.
I know that was bad.
You are bad. You're like one of the devious maid owners.
I know.
Oh,
know,
my gosh.
Know,
that show is so stupid, and I watch it. I actually watch
it. The worst
that show.
Is that I'm going to have to start watching it, and I might have to learn some Spanish because my housekeeper's Spanish. I don't understand a damn thing she says. So,
well, before my husband acquired me, he actually had a housekeeper. And then I was like, screw that shit. I'm living here. Let me clean the damn house. And, yeah, she was Hispanic, and I don't speak Spanish. So if I would have, been in front of her, I would have been like, what the hell do I say? Like, here, I'll do
it,
that.
It's a weird feeling.
Right?
And that's why you adopt. That's why you adopt help.
No!
You adopt some help from Haiti. No, I'm just kidding.
So bad. Oh, my gosh.
The reason why I thought of that, though, seriously, I actually saw that on an episode of Law and Order. Because I don't know if y'all know, but I do the Law and Order marathons on the weekend because it's easy to clean the house and work with that right in the background. But they had one where a family, very, very white family, prominent family, had adopted these black kids from Haiti, and they were basically using them as slaves.
Uh-huh.
And people do this. But, I mean, what made her really – what makes me wonder, and this is just – because I am totally I'm not offended by her as much as I'm fascinated.
It is. That's one of the things that I was going to say. Only it is. But the thing that I think is horrible is the fact that, she was given, scholarships and Lord knows how much money she received just from saying she was another race.
She also teaches black studies.
Oh, my land.
She taught black studies. Yes, that far. I mean, that's why I'm saying I'm completely fast. Not only did
she really went in.
She also taught how to do black hair. Yes. I did a little bit of research on this woman. That's why I'm like, at first I was a little offended. Then I was like, wow, you decided that if I'm going to adapt a culture, I'm really just going to.
If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right.
She
I think she has good chillings.
Well, her husband was black, her ex-husband.
Yeah,
so
her ex-husband was black.
Yeah, so how could he not call her out on this?
That was an it might have been not to, and this is just in the research I did, it might have been not to offend the children because her ex-husband, yes, is black, but they also adopted some children. They had one child between them and they adopted a few children. She just,
he seems like a great person.
Don't quote me on this, but I think he takes care of all the children.
Oh, well then, okay, I'll take that back then.
Yeah, I think
maybe he found out what she her you know whole ruse that she had going and
mm-hmm.
was like
just wanted the
okay,
children out of
fired.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like who does that?
I know
but
who
then,
does
like,
it. It's just, that's why it's fascinating. I'm just who does that? I mean, if you're going to adopt some other race, usually you go up, not down. For one, I'm sorry, black people love my people. Well, we ain't on the top yet. We're almost there, though. We're almost there. We are so close to there. It's crazy. Y'all might
you
have to do that our country.
So
but
sad. I cannot believe you just said that.
I just said that. I did.
She just went there. Okay, everybody, that was Sierra that said that, by the way.
I said that might be. Oh, you know what? Maybe she sees the future. Okay, I'm going this one. I'm being devil's advocate here again.
Okay.
Maybe she sees the future, and she knows that the way things are going, black folks are going to run the country. We're going to run everything. So she might as well change
well,
over to black
as
like
long
she
as
can
not,
now.
As long as it's nothing that has to do with, you know, the Obama family, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah. She might as well switch over now and get in while it's good.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Everybody,
guys, seriously, I'm just
that.
Teasing. Don't take anything I'm saying seriously. I'm very much teasing.
No, she's drinking her wine, so.
Yes, but
during
I am
the cocktail
very
hour. So, yeah, don't listen. Don't take anything to heart, and if you do, then we don't apologize. We don't apologize for it. If you take it to heart, well, then you're just stupid.
Yeah, please don't take it.
Literally.
You know. We just hear that. Yeah.
So let's see. We've got a caller that's been waiting patiently, so I'm going to bring him through. I think I know who it is because I've got this number pretty down. Hello, Johnny. Is that you on the line, darling?
Yes, it is.
Hey, woo-hoo, Johnny.
I got this.
Excuse me.
So how's it going there, love?
Oh, outstanding. I'm watching my young nephew, and he's playing video games while I've got my headset on, and I'm listening to your show.
Oh,
oh nice.
Okay, so
nice.
We're keeping the adult comments to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's
got headphones
on.
He's got headphones on, so it's okay.
Yeah,
cool.
we got to avoid the parrots.
So what do you think about this controversy with this Miss Rachel there, Johnny?
I saw this blurb the other day across the internet about the story, and I'm like, oh, wow. Talk about going to Chris. I'm like, man. And I thought the devil pulled off the greatest trick that he didn't exist.
Exactly. It's so much. It's fascinating. You can't even. I'm trying to get mad at her, but I can't.
I can't be mad at her.
I can't believe she pulled it off.
She's gone this long.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She is smarter than a lot of people give her credit for.
Yeah,
you can pull something
I can't believe
off for that
off.
Long. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I saw the actual photos of her next to her parents, and I'm like, wait a minute. Now, where are my smart black people that I know? That should have picked up on this. It was like, hey guys, notice something a little odd here? Hey,
like, she must not have ever taken any of her boyfriends or, you know, people she's dated since she's been going through this back to her parents' house because they would have seen family photos and would have been like,
or nobody
oh, okay, where's
her.
The
I mean,
pictures of you?
Too.
Funny thing is, I have an honorary black card, so I can say whatever I want because one of my buddies gave me one.
See, Ian, I love it when you have an honorary black card.
I even got a dashiki, so I'm cool.
The thing is, she didn't get it. She didn't get an honorary black card. She just completely stole it.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Hey, I got
stole one.
Hey, I got one because my daughter's mixed, so I'm safe. I'm safe.
Yeah.
My daughter's. I'm safe. And I'll tell you what, my daughter has her hair or her fake hair, or whatever the fuck you want to call that. How does that fail?
I see her hair and I see all my sister's hair. Or me if I decide not to get a perm.
I'm like, I want my hair curly like that because, you know, I've got white girl hair and it's like, it's not pretty curly. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, she's white. How the hell did she do that? Like, it's got to be a weave or a wig. So somebody research
that. I think you
might
be white.
Let me know.
I think you're white. I think you might be right.
White?
On the weave,
I think you might
you're
be
right.
White.
I know. I totally did that. I totally did that, guys.
As I'm
really
the
starter now.
I am.
Truth be told, to pull this off as long as she did. I mean, really, we really got to hand it to her in that respect, but...
You do.
Oh boy,
you really
talk,
do.
Talk about when it does catch up with you. You know, there are no such thing as little white lies, especially in this case. There are no such thing as little black lies.
This is a little black lie.
Oh, my God. That's good. Okay,
yeah,
you're presented.
God, my stomach. Look, I'm getting my ab muscle
exercise in today, that's for sure.
I love it. Oh, my God. This is too funny. John, you're hilarious. I'm glad that you...
You are hilarious,
gracious,
Jenny.
With your fabulous
presence. Jenny, what are you in?
What state am I in? I'm in Arkansas.
You're in Arkansas, okay. I was like,
yes,
do you have you on your Twitter page? Do I follow you? Because you are so funny.
Yes, you do follow me.
I thought so.
I am. Yes, I'm the one who just tweeted at you.
Okay, with a cigar, right?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, yeah, but I really recognize you. Okay, because, like, I love your avatar. You have, like, the best avatar, just to let you know.
I was very perturbed yesterday, ladies. I was outside, and I'm listening to a radio program on hold for a call-in show.
Mm-hmm.
And about the time I've got my nice little cigar out there, I ordered myself fancy little deal cigars, and so I'm outside getting ready to call in and get my predictions for this thing that was going to happen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
On a program, and it starts to rain, and I have all my electronic equipment plugged in, the giant extension cord. I have my cigar lit, and like I was gonna sit on my deck and enjoy the sit out by the pool on the deck and enjoy this. And apparently, no, that is not going to happen. So I had to scramble, and you hadn't lived till you seen a short little fat man try to run as quick as he could and see if he couldn't outrun the rain. And I'm wheezing. I'm telling you, it looks like they put a rerun from Good Times through a marathon.
Oh my gosh,
that's funny.
Honey, you know, I'm gonna laugh with you on that one because I have the same problem. Except for in my case, we're talking about a big titty black woman who hasn't run in 20 years, right?
Oh, I got a call. See, I don't
knock
do running.
Myself out. This is
yeah, it looked
the
like
same thing happened to me Sunday. I was sitting out there. I had all my electronics out there, had my speaker. I'm sitting there. I got my wine. I got uncomfortable, put out the cushion. And then here comes Mother Nature with a change of plans. And I'm like,
oh, my gosh. Oh,
and,
my
yeah, let
goodness.
Me tell you, it looked like a scrambling of on Baywatch as sharks are about to attack out there. Only in my case, it looked like one of the cast extras from The Sopranos is out there running around in board shorts. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna die! I'm gonna die!
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I have to say, I do love your avatar. You have the best avatar, and it's one I never forget. I always look forward to seeing. I always know when you're tweeting because I always see it.
Yes.
Yes, and now you know exactly what
you're
doing.
You've taught me the finer points of that whole Periscope thing. I'm not exactly that with it on that, but, you know, I'm slowly learning. I'm one of those people that it took me forever to master cut, copy, and paste. I'm like, I'm going to plug
God.
This in and hope that it doesn't explode.
I haven't been on in a while, but I'll have to show up on soon.
You know what?
I don't do webcamming like Sammy does, but I do Periscope.
But I'm going to do the Periscope because, James.
You are? I hope so. We have this Periscope together.
Yeah, I just got to figure it out and be like, oh, can we like Periscope at the same time and people can see us Periscoping?
I think we can. I don't know if we can do Periscope that way, but I think we can do YouTube that way.
Yeah.
And we can do it live. That would be really fun. And then we can laugh at each other.
I believe you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going
to watch
her.
We might have to do
that
one day just as a special for this show.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, let's do that.
Now, James would be the one to ask.
You know it, too. He is the one to ask.
But, right? He
yeah,
like
if I have any kind of fancy tech stuff, I'm going to ask him.
Right? Oh,
he
my goodness. Too funny.
And what he doesn't know, he'll make up and make you feel better that you didn't know it.
Right?
That's the best part. That's why I love James. He's so awesome in that respect.
It
it's like, I don't
like
feel very
really
smart
real.
Right now.
It'll sound so true, too.
He's listening. He's probably laughing his ass off right now. James, we love
is.
You. You're the bestest. Oh, he is.
Did I hear him? I think I hear him. I hear him laughing.
No, I haven't. No,
there
yeah,
it is.
Right? We can hear him through the airwaves, even though he's not chimed in.
I was watching him doing some of his Periscope last night for what he was covering, which was what I was discussing on that radio show. And I'm like, oh, man, and about the time he's getting ready to get his main point out, boom, Periscope cuts off on him because it, like, gives you a time interval of how long you can do it.
Yeah,
and
it
so
I think it's like 30, 40 minutes or something.
Oh, well, that's not going to work for James. That's not going to work for James because he can go for 4 hours.
<No.
laughs> And I'm talking about Periscope for all you dirty minds out there. Like, oh, so you know how long James can go, huh? I'm talking about Periscope. I have not had, you know, naughties with James. Oh, shit. Guess who's here? Hold on. We got to let him chime in. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. We got so many people in line
James
here.
James, darling, how are you?
Now, why did you stop that rumor that I can go 34 minutes? How much more followers I would have gained? Come on. You know the deal? It's business. Got to get our followers up, get more listeners on the radio. Anyway. Yeah,
hey, there's no such thing as bad rumor.
We love you. Yeah,
I know. Exactly. See, John knows the deal. What's up, John, Sierra, and Sammy? Yes, I want to chime in about the
Periscope. And this is James Acevedo. I have to tell everybody, this is James Acevedo. He hosts his fabulous live Benchwarmer show every Friday from 3 to 5, or wait, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern here on Dollhouse Radio.
Thank you.
Yes. So,
I don't know, but I think he's got all his friends with him because he's got, like, everybody.
I think so.
He's got our phone line is blowing up over here.
Yes.
Wow.
So, you know what? We love having you guys on. So we love laughing and giggling with you. So.
Nah. See, James and I are in good company because we follow each of you.
That's true. That's absolutely true. We have a great taste. So,
yes, we do. We all have great taste.
Yes, we do. So about the Periscope, like what Johnny Boy was saying, you could stay on as long as you want because as far as I know, there was somebody that did it over an hour. It's all up
That's
to you.
That's what I thought. But you have like weird spots in your house where your phone goes out, right?
Yeah, sometimes it could be because loss of connection. Sometimes it freezes. If you ever notice, sometimes either the viewer, when they're looking, it freezes on their screen or your side, it freezes. Or it just, that's why when I'm about to leave, I always say, look,
sometimes
I'll be right back.
Maybe a bad connection.
Yeah, or if it does disconnect because I did it intentionally, I'll say, look, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. You know, and I come right back within a minute or two.
Okay, well, in my case, I just pressed the wrong button.
Let me ask
and then I realize I have to come back.
Yeah.
But since you guys have Periscope, okay, I want to know, can I do that off of my laptop, or does it have to be on my
You could do it on any
mobile device.
Yes, tablet, because Sierra does it through a tablet. She's done it from
No, I do it from my phone.
I thought it was your tablet one time.
No, you know what? Okay, this is so crazy. Okay, you guys don't laugh at me, or you know.
Uh-huh.
I've
we're gonna
so
laugh.
Electronic.
So.
Okay, but I've got so many.
We're gonna laugh.
I've got so many electronic devices that I forgot that I have an iPad, so I'll start using my iPad now.
Well, then that's what we should do. Okay. Okay, you know what? Next Monday.
I'm gonna try
it. You know, I do it through my watch and I do it through my cell phone. But I also have an iPad and I have, you know, several other computers I can probably do it through too.
Exactly.
Well, then this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna get the Periscope downloaded this week. I'll figure that shit out. I'll download
it. It's very simple.
And then, and I'll Periscope while I'm on the show next Monday.
Okay,
awesome.
So you don't want to do that. We could all Periscope at the same time.
We could all be
Periscoping. Get, like, different views of the same thing.
Yeah,
and we won't be like together, but you all can just pick which feed you want to do it. Okay, it's really weird because you can pick which feed you want. You can have
that's right.
In this case, you'll have a DC feed, and you'll have a oh my God, like I don't know where you are. San Diego. And then if we decide that we want to let James come in, there'll be a New York feed, and of course, you know, Johnny, we've got you peering in from us from Arkansas, or
Arizona.
Okay.
So
the
this
morning
is
I get off work.
So next Monday, everybody, we are going to have a Periscope frenzy going on here.
How about we do this? We call it a heart marathon. We're going to call it, and I know you don't know this yet because you haven't actually done it yet, but it's all about the more hearts you earn, the higher you get on the list because it's around
the
world.
Lord knows I broke enough hearts, so let's see if I can create enough hearts.
The more did you tap the screen?
we have broken a few, but now we need
a few more. So it's the more you tap the screen, the higher we get on the list, which and more means more people get to see us and get to talk to us. So we could actually just do like a whole forum, an hour forum of just like talking to you all. And you can choose which feed, and it still doesn't matter because we're all in the same – well, we're all doing the same thing.
Right.
So,
this
you can go back and forth,
but
you don't
you
have
guys.
To stay. Yeah, you don't have to stay on one feed.
Yeah.
You can go back and forth. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so
yeah,
I'm going to give you guys
it's all about tapping the screen. You want to get, like, we'll send out a score.
Good morning, kids. I'm boring.
So, Johnny, see what you started?
I said, fair warning, I'm boring.
Oh.
You can get everybody to come and see us and go back and forth.
Yeah, that's
and you can go back
thing.
And forth.
I
and
can
give
that.
Us silly things to say.
But that's
but wait
thing.
A second. Now
Johnny,
I'm gonna have to make sure. I have to make sure now that I'm looking all pretty. Every goddamn, I never should have opened my damn mouth. See what I just said?
I know. You know. I was gonna say you realize now. Like now, you can't be in your pajamas in your room.
Why not? What are you talking about? Because
like now I'm gonna have to go sit in my dressing room and put some makeup on.
Ah, she's fine.
There ain't enough makeup in the world that can pretty this up.
Find the way she is. You need to put makeup.
Oh my
god. The same way.
Okay,
you're gonna
have
to actually
like
clean a room.
Well, that's different.
Oh my gosh. Well, everybody, I don't mean to cut into the whole conversation, but this is a great idea for. I would like to do it every Monday. Do Periscope every Monday. I think that's a great idea. It'd be fun and innovative for everybody.
You know, I look for the moment. We have, oh my gosh, we've got
that's
all kinds of people waiting to talk to us.
I know, that's
I
what I was just going to say.
Real quick,
so.
And we don't usually have it.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to look.
Wow.
So I know,
okay,
we have like tons of people.
So, guys,
that's
I hate
weird.
To say this, but we're going to go through a bunch of other callers here. So we're
sure.
Gonna...
Yes.
Absolutely.
We love you guys.
Bet you kids later.
Thanks, Johnny. You're awesome.
Thank you so much, Johnny, and thank you, James.
Later, Johnny. Later, Johnny.
later,
bro. And as I always say, of course, ladies and tomatoes, everybody.
All right, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Bye, ladies.
Oh my gosh.
Love you.
Bye. Love you long time.
I thought we had let everyone go.
Yes, we are right this second.
Okay, so I'll say real quick. I would love to do that. To Periscope over on a show. And you know us. We always have a room in our house that's all sexy and everything. And you can watch both of us while you're also listening to our show. So you can do both. And see, and one doesn't interfere with the other. So you could actually be listening to the show and watching this live on Periscope on your phone or whatever.
That
or whatever
so
device
awesome.
You have. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna,
of course,
you
now
we've got
to get pretty.
The girls got to
go with a bra now.
Fuck. Damn it. Okay,
not.
Let's take this caller right here.
Okay.
Let's see. I have to go. I'm trying to look down the list to see. Oh, wait.
I know there's so many. Guys, I'm
so
glad
I'm
you have called. And I should check the chat room because I have not checked the chat room.
Okay. This caller has been waiting for a very long time. Caller 708, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, ladies?
Hello.
We are fabulous. And who are you?
Nathan, a.k.a. Awesome Bear.
Hey, Nathan.
Awesome
I thought the voice
Bear.
Sounded familiar.
Hey, Bear. It's the middle of the day, so I won't fall asleep and miss the show. That's what happened last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up and it was like 11:30 or 20 after 11 or something.
Okay.
But I noticed, because I happened to pop on Twitter for a second, and you all were talking about the Rachel lady, Bolazar.
Yeah.
Is it? You know, I don't, and I've read both sides. I even had a nice little conversation with someone yesterday on Twitter. I'm one of those people, it didn't bother me that she did it. What bothered me is that she's been kind of evasive and lied about it and now she's resigned. I was watching the news a couple of hours ago. She resigned.
Uh-huh.
NAACP post. It didn't bother me. What I have said about it on a couple of other places was, I'm sure there's some people, and I really went PC with this when I said I'm sure there's some white people that said she was a race traitor. You know, being a traitor to her race by trying to be black. And I'm sure there's some black people that felt she was a fake, a phony, a pretender,
uh-huh.
whatever, wannabe, whatever word you want to use. The thing about it is, and what I find interesting is that nobody black, I don't want to say outed her, or nobody black was able to see that she may not have been black. I mean, we come in all
right.
age. Shapes and colors, but when I saw
yeah,
her picture,
that's true. No, none of us were able to see that. Hey, wait a minute, this woman
no.
is not. Nobody even thought it.
Her,
nobody
even
thought about it twice.
Even with that wig or whatever it was, spiral perm, and I guess she had a spray tan.
That was an airbrush tan. I know because
I
get airbrush
that,
tan.
What kind of tan was? I don't think of that too.
That right there is a professional airbrush tan. So whoever's been airbrushing this girly girl, you need to come out and give us some like whoopee whoopee here because. And I will say the one thing that I think she really should have done was grown some goddamn balls about herself. And came up in front of everybody and said, you know what, I am resigning, but here's the dealio. I pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. This is how, you know, this is me. This is who I want to be. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. You know, I lied to everybody. But grow some balls, biatch, and just let us know what you did and why, if that's how you feel. I mean, hello, look at Caitlyn Jenner. Hello.
I think that in all the years she's been pretending to be black, she should have had a story for when the reporter came up to her and said, is this your father?
Exactly. Thank you.
She should have had it. She should have had
you
a pretty good story.
I think until she went and became president of that, you know, of the NAACP in that chapter, I think everybody just thought she was a light-skinned black person that was passing. And yes, we do.
Right.
There,
but she did have, I'm not going to lie. She had the best damn hair, right, Sierra? I looked at a bunch of her pictures with her hair. I'm just like, really? Really?
She really did.
You know, so I mean, the lion is what bothered me and the evasiveness about it. Because, I mean, her aims and her causes have been noble. You know, I mean, she's really, you know, she's fought for the cause, quote unquote. And so I don't have a problem with that. Was she on a guilt trip? Is she on a guilt trip about something?
The parents outed her out, too. So that right there, and I'm sure they got paid for their story. So, you know, because you get paid for those yummy little luscious stories.
She's been estranged from, she hasn't had a good, I've read this a couple of times, she hasn't had a good relationship with her parents in years.
Exactly. Yep. And that's why they
explain a lot.
Uh-huh. Well, and that's why,
I mean, to be able to get away with, I mean, because her parents, like, completely just, I have to admit, like, you know, as parents, you know, parents, you embarrass your children to make them do right. But that's usually when they're teenagers, not when they're in their 40s.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly.
I'm surprised for them to embarrass her and come to the meeting and be like, hey, she's not black. Instead of going
but
to
at the
her
end of the
like,
day,
hey,
though,
stop
but at the
nonsense.
End of the day, right, but at the end of the day, she is not black and she should have just come out, especially being, you know, head of Spokane's NAACP. Like, she should have really thought about this, really thought it through. It's like a bank robber. You don't think about
the
ending
outcome.
She's
done good things for the black community. That's
right.
Even crazier. She's done great things for the black community.
And she could have done the exact same thing if she would have let everybody know that she's white, but she doesn't feel right in white skin. Like, if that's how you feel, fine, go on with your bad self. We don't care. As long as you keep doing the right thing for the community and for everybody that you're trying to help, go on with your bad self.
Mm-hmm.
But don't lie about it. Like, come on. I mean, that's like me. I'm not going to. I was going to say something naughty, but I'm not going to. I'll keep it to myself. I'll let it out later.
And I think what up to the.
I know you
people.
Mean like saying that I don't like, you know, men's genitalia.
Yeah, and then suddenly saying,
I'd be lying.
Yeah,
gingerbread.
Yeah.
You know,
oh my gosh.
I think also the fact that she lied on not just this application to be on some kind of police review board, but she lied to get scholarship. I mean, she.
That's what's wrong.
Went to a black college too. I forget which one it was. But she
went to Howard University, actually. But you know, but according to what I read, though, she went to Howard University on a minority scholarship, but the scholarship was for her being white, not for her being black, because
Howard
University is a black college.
Yeah, Howard, it would have been.
and that's why I was saying earlier, if this had been a different university, the minority would have been black, but only because it was a black college, that's what made her a minority. It's the only thing that made her a minority because this is a black college. So, she graduated from Howard University.
The more I think about it,
which is where she met her black husband.
I think she's got some mental issues. The more
Definitely. If you can go that far and you're putting all this makeup and spray tan and doing whatever you're doing and you are really walking the walk and talking the talk, if you can do that for that long and really mentally convince yourself there is a mental issue, because you don't just wake up. I mean, that'd be like me waking up today and saying, oh, you know what, I'm going to take my daughter's hair, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get this full. I mean, it's just like, can we just say, wow, she's got the wow factor going on majorly.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, Darlene, I want to say thank you so much for calling in. We have a few more calls to get to before the end of the show because they've been patiently waiting, just as yourself was. I want to say thank you so much, Honey Buns. And, we will talk to you again next Monday. Is going to be a great show. We're going to be periscoping it.
Yeah, this will be fun. We had to plan this one. Yeah.
I'll try and get mine work. Okay.
All right, sweet cheeks. Have a fabulous day, honey. Bye-bye.
I think we have an old loyal friend on the line there who's, like, really, really, really been waiting to get on.
where, let's see. Oh, up top. Are you looking up top?
Do you see him?
Yeah. The
I'm actually in the chat room.
Yeah, 352.
Yep.
Okay, let me go in there. 352, you are on the air, darling. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sammy Brooks and Sierra Divine. Honey.
How are you doing, Joseph?
Joseph Jolly. What do you think about all this talk today, honey?
The lady being shunned away by her parents. What can I say? Some parents can't accept.
Sometimes parents do suck, or they're completely not the ones you had planned on having.
Right.
Except their daughter.
I was hoping for Asian, personally, because I really need to know more about math. But you know, that was very terrible. That was racist. I'm sorry. That was really
bad.
Okay.
We all make mistakes.
Yes, we do. Oh my gosh. And I think this is an interesting mistake that's going to be talked about for a little while. Actually, you know what's so funny is this whole story with this Rachel Dolezal, it's like we're going to talk about it right now, but I guarantee you in 2 days it's not going to be talked about anymore. Unlike
the
story.
I was going to say that. In about 2-3 days,
yeah.
We won't even care anymore.
Yeah,
honestly, I won't even.
Nobody's going to talk about it.
Honestly, it's just the butt of kitchen room talk right now.
Right, or cocktail talk.
Even better cocktail talk. Because now we can make those seriously funny jokes that would have been completely inappropriate any other time.
Right, exactly.
So right now they are not inappropriate, but after about 2 days, it will no longer be funny.
They're still going to be talking about Caitlyn Jenner for freaking ever. And to me, I just think, which I could touch on you with a few things about, you know, that person going up for wanting to change Olympic awards and whatnot. And it's like, really? I would much rather talk about this interesting, you know, heist that Rachel pulled off for so long. Like, how do you do that? And nobody knows. Like, you know there was
relations
going on. How do you not know? The girl is not
I have to admit, I mean... Joseph, can you imagine pulling off something for that many years that nobody even knows who you really are?
I don't know for sure. There's no way. There's no way in Lord.
Anyway, I know you all got some more calls to take. I just wanted to say before I go, thank you, Sammy Brooks, for allowing me to listen to another one of your webcamming shows last week. Don't worry, I'm not going to judge you for what do, even if you decide to have a girl-on-girl sex upon.
Oh, no, this
you
might be our next subject,
because
now I might have to judge.
Also,
I need to know details now.
Yeah, don't judge me if and when that does happen, Joseph. Don't judge me.
Just take that day off. You won't have to watch it either. I wouldn't judge you either, Sierra, if you decide to do that. I wanted to say thank you, Sierra, for another great show last Friday night on the Down Low.
I'm here with both you and Lola Lane. Yes.
That night, but I thank both you and Lola Lane from the bottom of my heart for a great show. And catch you next Friday or this Wednesday
This Wednesday and this Friday. I'm everywhere. You can't not miss me.
I won't. Anyway, you two have a great afternoon and catch you next Monday.
All right, honey. Thank you so much.
I hope you join us on
Periscope.
Talk to you later, Joseph. That would be so awesome.
Yes.
I will.
Okay, bye now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I would love to have Joseph on Periscope. I really would. Yeah, I would love to have Joseph on Periscope. Yeah.
He's so loyal to all the girls. Like, he
I
really
know,
is.
He's so cool.
Very.
Now's the only part. Dark chocolate, so I'm just kidding. Okay, so we have more.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, so I'm going to do this only because this caller has been waiting for a very long time, too. We're coming up to the end of our show, but we might run over a few minutes just because we had an amazing amount of callers today. So here we go. Let's tune in, too.
I like it when we have an amazing amount of callers and then we get to talk. And you know what? If the other thing is, I mean, Sammy's just saying, you know, if we run over, you can still get to listen. It's not like you're going to miss what's left over. Just come back.
Right.
And it's always,
exactly,
you know, archived. You just go to, what is it, blogtalkradio.com/AHHouseRadio, and you'll find it. Yeah.
Yep. So 561, we have you on the air. Who are you and where are you calling from? Are you on like a jet plane or something?
No, we're just on a road.
Do what?
We're on the way home from Gainesville.
Oh, okay. Do you have the windows open? Could you roll the windows up, maybe? Or you don't have air conditioning?
Hold on. Let me roll the windows up. Is that better?
Yeah. So you're in Gainesville, Georgia? Or Gainesville, Florida?
Yes. Well, I just want to let you ladies know, I've been listening to the show for about 3 hours now. I just want to let you ladies know that this has been the most wonderful road trip because of you guys.
Oh, thank you.
So who are we talking to? Who are you?
I'm Stefan.
Hi, Stefan. Oh, who is sexy. That? Stefan.
Oh, Stefan.
I could say that all day.
Stefan. I could totally. Oh, Stefan, darling.
Yeah.
I know.
It's nice to hear some, because we've been looking for some good stations, and we finally found some. So it's
yay!
Nice to,
really? Okay, you know, I have to ask, so how did you find us?
We're just looking around on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, really? And you're in the
car? Oh, I love it.
What's that?
And you're in the car?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
I like that.
So this is awesome because of the fact that here we have somebody that just found us and doesn't even know who the hell we are.
I know. This is awesome. I am stuffed right now. I am.
Yeah, buddy.
On that note, we need to have another sip.
Before we end this conversation, it's just been very nice to lay back with my jar of Biscoff and just masturbate my
heart, dick
with Bischoff.
Okay, so much for not knowing. So this is what happens
MG.
when you're in the car all day.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is too funny. Are you kidding
that
me?
That is too funny.
Oh my gosh, Stefan.
That actually made my day. That's pretty funny.
That is funny. Okay, so we've got... Okay, this show is going to run over.
Should
just
we take one
real
more?
Quick.
Should we take one
yeah,
more?
Yeah, Stefan, we will get back to you next Monday when we Periscope. You'll see
you
me
have
and
to
Sierra live.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay, let's see here. Oh, this is another Florida caller. Are you in the same car as Stefan?
I think we are. I think we might have to go back to where we could actually hear that one. So somebody got bored in the car.
I guess, well, they're together, obviously. And you know what? You idiot.
I know. I'm like... is it spring break already or is it over with yet?
It's like summer break now. No, you know what? They're both from Florida. I'm going to kick their asses because I have a little, anyway, we're going to go on to the next caller. Stefan, you're in trouble. Stefan,
well, we just totally blocked them. So for right now, we'll see you all on Periscope, mister.
248, you are on the line for the end of our show. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. My name's Chris. How are you doing, Sammy?
I am doing fabulous, Christopher Jolene. So, sorry it took us so long to get to you. I do want to apologize for that. We had way more callers today than what we expected. So it was like, woo!
And they were kind of interesting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they were
especially the last two.
For sure.
The last two colors.
I'm imagining a pickup truck now going down the highway with two really rowdy 20-year-olds. So.
I'm not going to say that. Stefan, I'm going to be nice to you and your friend right now.
Hey, we call this cocktail for a reason. So one of us is drinking. We'll never tell which one, but you can always tell by the conversation.
Right.
And it goes back
and
forth.
Can. It sure does.
It goes back and forth.
So, Chris. Chris,
you guys are
jolly.
So hot.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Thank you.
The hot comments. Yes. Chris gets a gold star. Chris gets a gold star. We're putting him on the gold star list. I'm doing it right now. I'm putting you on the gold star list.
Oh, follow me.
Where,
I'm hot.
So where are you from, Dollface?
I'm living in Chicago right now. I'm in school for video photography.
Chicago. I miss Chicago.
It's fun. Yeah, I'm studying video photography and just having a good time during the summer. How are you guys? What are you guys up to?
Not too much today. I'm just having fun.
We're doing the Chicago thing. Okay, so.
Well, I'm doing
the
San Diego thing.
We're doing the Chicago thing. The Chicago thing is, what time is it? It's 2 o'clock and we are all drinking because that's what we do in Chicago.
No, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, baby.
We don't even wait for 5 o'clock in Chicago. We drink all day long. All meetings begin with drinks.
Yeah. Are you from Chicago?
I lived in Chicago. I used to live in Hyde Park.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, I live
in
Hyde Park.
Yeah, so, I know. There's a bar everywhere in Chicago.
Yeah, there is.
And she will know every one of them.
And I know every bar between Hyde Park and River North, okay? And half the bartenders know me.
Wow.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. I know, I need to get your ass.
Will be Pops for Champagne on Ohio and River North. Shout out to Pops for Champagne. You know, guys, I love
there
you.
We
and
go.
Michael,
shout
by the
out
way, if
champagne.
You're out there, you pour the best glasses of champagne ever.
Love it. Oh, let me guess, because it just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing.
Well, we could go there, but I was going to go with
Are we talking about champagne, or what are we talking
this
about?
Bar
we
only,
are at the end of the show.
This bar only serves champagne, so... It's a literal champagne bar.
So when you guys periscope, will you guys be able to see me if you, like, add me or something?
Well,
I'm not sure. Sierra knows more than... Okay, so he's asking if we're periscoping next Monday for the show, will we be able to see the other people if they periscope at the same
when you
time?
Periscope, and I'm assuming, do you have an iPhone or do you have Android?
iPhone.
You have an iPhone. Perfect, because Periscope started specifically with just iPhone, and now they've added Android. So all you Android users are completely new. You've been on for maybe like 3 weeks. Periscope only shows the person who's doing the periscoping. So it's a live video feed. And what you get to do is you get to come in with your comments or tap the screen if you like what you're seeing. So you literally get to see everything that I'm doing as long as I'm periscoping. Like in my particular case, I have a tendency to pace while I'm on the radio. So you might see the whole upstairs of my house.
But
you don't see yourself.
Back and forth while you're...
Because I'm back and forth and I'm walking, so you might see outside. You might see all kinds of
funny.
Things.
Oh,
but
my
you're
gosh,
also going to see
funny.
Me, too, so I can go back and forth between me and what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you ask me questions and I can answer them back. Now, we won't be able to hear or see you. We can only see what you type
on the screen. But we'll read what they're typing.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And your conversation on the screen only lasts about 5 seconds is as long as it lasts on the screen. So it keeps moving.
Okay.
So
nice.
So it's a very quick conversation.
So to Stefan, who's still listening,
yeah.
Oh, my God, Stefan, I'm so going to kick your ass. So I'll tell you later.
So you can, like, do little things. You can be like, you know, if you're live, be like, hey, can you say a quick hi to me real quick? And I'll say hi to you.
Right.
But, you know, no one else can see that. But you know it was just for you.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost
I
like,
love
a,
it.
Yeah. But so you're seeing what I'm seeing and being in real time with me. And it's all recorded in real time. The other thing is, though, Periscope does save. But, and don't quote me on this, but I think the feed once it's recorded, only lasts for about 24 hours before it's completely gone.
Okay.
So if you want to see it,
like
you have to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, perfect. Hopefully you'll tune in next Monday for that, Chris, because that would be awesome. Possum.
Yeah,
it'll
be really
totally.
Awesome. So you get to see.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
We'll have to get all pretty just for y'all.
I know, right? Thank gosh my eyelashes were done just recently, so that way I don't have to worry about getting them done for next
Monday.
Well,
now we have to plan a drink to share together.
We have to have a yummy cocktail, darling.
I will hope that you all, that everyone listening, will join us in our happy hour and have at least a beer with us. Yeah, I know
yes.
it's early
well,
in the day, but you
beer.
Can have one.
I can't do beer. It's too filling.
I don't
and
do
I'm
beer.
On a diet,
we can
so.
Have like a wine or a Cosmo or something.
Yeah, or some little bubbly. Do
a little
mm-hmm.
bubbly,
bubbly for us. So sweet. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Chris, for waiting patiently. Huh?
Oh, no problem.
Oh, just look it for me under at Sierra Devi and follow me, and I'll follow you back. Or if I haven't done it already, I'll look for you.
Okay, I followed you. I'm Skywalker BBC.
Okay, right on. I'll look for you.
Sweet.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, honey buns. We will talk to you next Monday, baby.
Thank you so much.
You are
awesome.
So welcome.
We can't wait. Ooh, it's like a day at the pool. You know, a day at the pool is when you get out, you put on a belt,
right,
and you're
just,
and you just waiting for everybody to gawk.
And
and say things
right.
and walk. You gotta have those heels that match the swimsuit too. In a perfect
well,
world.
Yeah, that would be perfect if that was a perfect world. But I'm not.
Or at least a perfect pool
would
to bring you a drink.
Okay, now that's a perfect world for me. It's like, can I just have a hottie potati, bringing me a cocktail, and just
me a
you know, manning to my every need because that's that's what I want.
Right, completely
so,
dominating the whole time.
Since we are
right.
at the end of our show, Ms. Sierra, I want you to take it away and give all your shout-outs to everybody listening there, Sexy Mama.
Well, for everybody looking for me, and I know I'm not much to look for, but you can find me
oh, shut
on
up,
Twitter. You can find me and the twins at Sierra Devi on Twitter, and it's spelled D-E-V-I. I know it's not the way, I know it's spelled differently from the way it sounds, but this is what I do, people. I change things to the way I want
them. Because that is how she rolls. Because this is how she rolls.
It's a black thing.
You can
also
find me. Wait, you said that's the black card.
Oh,
that,
no, it was
just,
taken away. I'm so glad. I didn't steal mine. It was forcefully taken away. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
Lanta. Stop it already.
Okay, knock it off.
We got the start.
Right,
we were waiting for that all day. That's why it was funny. So you can find me on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook at Sierra Devi, and you can find me. Let's see, I'm also on Google Plus, same name. Or you can go to my websites, which are SierraSecret.com. I had to think about that. And you can find me here on Dalhouse Radio every Friday night at 11 p.m. on my show, The Down Low. And also we have a website, too, TheDownLowLive.com, and we talk about relationships and just send us questions and we'll answer it. Ha! Did it!
Yeah. Sweet Jesus.
Yes.
And I will have to say, this is the absolute first Monday I have not brought up the V word. The V word.
What?
Did not come out. The V word, remember? Vagina? It's the first Monday.
Oh, but
yeah,
did you do it now?
I reframed myself for over an hour and did not say the V word the whole
We didn't. You know
time.
What? We didn't talk about sex for a whole hour. We will not
well,
do that
wait,
next
there was
week.
A little, there were some sexual innuendos thrown out there. So
there were. But we'll be better about
there
this
were
next
a few,
week, guys.
But, yeah, but no, we did pretty good this Monday, though. We did better. We did. And everybody, you can follow me on Twitter, at SammyBrook69, on Instagram, Sammy_Brook69, also on Facebook, SammyBrook69. Also, you can catch my webcam show that's live, Sammy_Brook.cammodels.com. Make sure you go back and replay this because I'm sure I'm talking a little fast right now. and then every Monday, we will be here live. And next Monday, tune in for sure because we are going to try for the first time doing Periscope. Well, I'm going to do Periscope this week and kind of you know, figure out what the hell I'm doing. But we were going to be periscoping next Monday here, same time, same place, live on Dollhouse Radio, 11 to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you tune in for that. And if you're not on Periscope, you suck donkey balls. So make sure you download that app. And then also you can catch me here live every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern and 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for webcamming with Sammy and Stage. We give you all the good info on everything about webcamming, the do's, don'ts, the yeses, the no's, the things we like, the things we hate, and we just tell you how it is. And if you don't like it, then don't tune in to either show. I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
Oh, by the way, and
I'm also
on Periscope,
James, if you're looking for me, at Sierra Devi. So,
there
you know
you
what? We're going to become friends so I can watch everything. So, it'll send it to me every time.
I know.
Time
this
Periscope.
Will be fun.
Yeah,
because yeah. I'm gonna do Periscope. I'm going to try and do it today for the first time. So, you,
cool.
Like, try. Yeah, I'm going to try. Either today, it'll definitely be tomorrow, but definitely I'll try mm-hmm. today to get it downloaded. I just have a bunch of running around to do. But I want to give a special cool. shout out to James Acevedo. He has his live show here on Dollhouse Radio every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern for the Benchwarmers live show. It's all about sports, sex, lies, everything you can think of. He's going to text me and say, really? With him. And Alana Evans is his beautiful
Alana.
Co-host.
Oh, no, go on.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, no, I was saying with his beautiful co-host, Alana Evans. And then also, do you still co-host every once in a while with him on that?
No, I don't. I just love talking to you.
Aww.
So
I do.
Sorry.
I got my twins. Oh, speaking of twins, my twins are getting better. They're
yeah.
healing up nicely. They're starting to look gorgeous, Dollar.
Oh, we have to talk about that next week. Okay.
Yeah,
we
will.
We should
sure.
talk about that on Periscope tonight. So.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Everybody, we're
right.
out.
Yeah.
I'm going to send us out. Thank you, darling. You're the bestest on the eastest, and I will talk to you soon, sexy mama. Everybody.
Bye.
Have a fabulous Monday. Make sure.
Keep it hot, y'all.
I almost said something. I'm not going to say it. Oh, screw it. Have a fabulous, have a fabulous masturbation Monday. We love y'all. I had to do it. Okay, bye, everybody. As James would say, let us intimate us, or however he says that shit.
Money. I love the look of it, I love the smell of it, I love the feel of it, I love the sound of it. I'm about my money, better have it for me. Say cash is king, well I'm the queen. No disrespect, you will get checked. Got your address, that's with my green. Think about my money, ain't on that funny. See a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it, all of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, with that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
M-O-N-E-Y.
I want all of it, all of it.
M-O-N-E-Y.
M-O-N-E-Y.
here to make you do what you said. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, I wish for over. N is for nice, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week. Y is for yes.